Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having John Berlau back on the show, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's one of the top crowdfunding experts on the planet. He's a financial regulation expert. He's the author of a new book, which is awesome, and it's just taking the world by storm. I'm so happy to be able to brag that we helped him launch this book, George Washington Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World. That is not even 1% hyperbole, my friends. John Berlau, welcome back.
Always good to be on, Jim. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks so much for all your efforts to boost my book, George Washington Entrepreneur.
It's awesome. I'm so happy that we were able to be part of the launch of this thing. So I want you to give us a little bit of a perspective from our founding father, from George Washington, on what he would think about the current state of affairs in America today. What would he... Would he be discussing with Republicans and Democrats right now?
Yes, I think he would be to a lot of extent, but I think he would be proud of the resilience of the American people as far as adapting to this crisis, and as far as some of the technology that we would develop, everything from airplanes, which he said, you know, when he saw a hot air balloon, someday, you know, people from Paris may be flying through the air, to cryptocurrency.
Right.
He was familiar with both encryption through invisible ink and alternative money through things they had like tobacco warehouse receipts.
Right. No, he would have been very aware of a barter kind of an economy, wouldn't he? Which is in a way, cryptocurrency is a little bit of a barter type of economy. A barter is a store of value, right? You're exchanging stores of value, and the cryptocurrency is a lot that way right now.
But also promissory notes for store of value. That's basically
right.
How when, you know, there was unstable currency here during the colonial days, the early days in the Republican Party, in the colonial days, the British wouldn't let, you know, mint gold and silver, but things like warehouse receipts for tobacco warehouse receipts, became like a national currency. It was good throughout
right.
The colonies, and people would trade these pieces of paper that were good at tobacco warehouses just for other things, and it became like an alternative currency.
And even today, John, on a more sophisticated balance sheet, you'll see the term cash and cash equivalents, which would be what you just talked about.
Definitely, yes. And we've seen other things, I mean, throughout our history, like arcade and casino tokens, trading stamps that, you know, you would fill a book with worth of receipts, but they were also
right.
Put in other places like brothels.
What is it? What about Amex points and airline points? Those are all stores of value,
those,
too,
those,
aren't they?
Those are becoming more tradable, too, in sites like points.com, exactly.
Yeah. So that's something, you know, sometimes the old is not as old as you think, folks. But I think George Washington, if he would just drop into our lives right now, he would look around and the first thing he would say is, wow, you're still here. And then I think he would look around again and then he would look us all in the eye and stick his bony finger in our face and say, what are you thinking? What do you think?
I think you're definitely right, because he talked in his farewell address about the spirit of this, you know, watching out for encroachment, that he warned about the executive branch usurping the powers of the
right.
Legislative branch. It is in the same farewell address that's noted for what he said about foreign policy and entangling alliances, which is very important.
And where he named us Americans in that same speech.
Yes. he said, you know, it's very important that each the legislative executive has specific functions, and we watch out for the, and he said this is a member of the executive branch,
yeah,
one who had been like a colonial legislator, but watch out for the executive usurping. And very profound, almost giving a warning of the administrative regulatory state.
And to the expense of his former allies, the French. I mean, he felt so strongly about what you just said that he did not engage in the French Revolution. I thought that was one of the most interesting things he ever did. What do you think?
I definitely do, and that's worth, and also having the treaty with the British, the Jay Treaty, which is controversial for its day, but he
it's
knew
a,
that there
an
was,
amazing
there was
book, folks.
There.
George Washington, Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World, and Still Continues to Teach His Life, by John Berlau, Berlau. Check it out. Buy two, you'll give one away. I'm Jim Blessington, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.